In the middle drawer of the dresser beside my bed, I had found an old National Geographic magazine, a chewed-up pencil, a comb with missing teeth, and what I was reaching for now, sweat pouring down my face from the effort, a deck of cards. I had counted them earlier and surprisingly found the deck complete. I asked Sorob if he wanted to play. I didn't expect him to answer, let alone play. He had been quiet since we had left Kabul. But he turned from the window and said, "The only game I know is Panchpar." "Well, I feel sorry for you already, because I'm a grandmaster at Panchpar, world-renowned," I said. He took his seat on the stool next to me. I dealt him his 5 cards. "When your father and I were your age, we used to play this game," I said, "especially in the winter, when it snowed and we couldn't go outside. We used to play until the sun went down." Sohrab played me a card and picked one up from the pile. I stole looks at him as he pondered his cards. He was his father in so many ways. The way he fanned out his cards with both hands. The way he squinted while reading them. The way he rarely looked a person in the eye. We played in silence. I won the first game, let him win the next one, and lost the next 5 fair and square. "You're as good as your father, maybe even better," I said after my last loss. "I used to beat him sometimes, but I think he let me win." I paused before saying, "Your father and I were nursed by the same woman." "I know," he said. What did he tell you about us?" I said. "That you were the best friend he ever had," he said. I twirled the jack of diamonds in my fingers and flipped it back and forth. "I wasn't such a good friend, I'm afraid," I said. "But I'd like to be your friend. I think I could be a good friend to you. Would that be all right? Would you like that?" I put my hand on his arm, gingerly, but he flinched. He dropped his cards and pushed away on the stool. He walked back to the window. The sky was awash with streaks of red and purple as the sun set on Peshawar. From the street below came a succession of honks and the braying of a donkey, the whistle of a policeman. Sohrab stood in that crimson light, forehead pressed to the glass, fists buried in his armpits. Ayesha had a male assistant help me take my first steps that night. I only walked around the room once, one hand clutching the wheeled IV rack, the other clasping the assistant's forearm. It took me 10 minutes to make it back to bed, and by then, the incision on my stomach throbbed, and I had broken out in a drenching sweat. I lay in bed, gasping, my heart hammering in my ears, thinking how much I missed my wife. Sohrab and I played Panchpar most of the next day, again in silence. And the day after that, we hardly spoke, just played Panchpar, me propped in bed, he on the 3-legged stool, our routine broken only by my taking a walk around the room or going to the bathroom down the hall. I had a dream later that night. I dreamt Asif was standing in the doorway of my hospital room, brass ball still in his eye socket. "We're the same, you and I," he was saying. "You nursed with him, but you're my twin."